Well, we have one of perhaps our least favorite commands of the Lord. It'd be nice if they'd have left this one out when they compiled the Gospels. Love of enemy. Why? Well, Jesus tells us because perfection is that in doing what the Father has done and what Jesus himself has done. And we have all been enemies to God's divine love. We have turned away, each and every one of us. The degree doesn't matter. It's the sheer fact we have been enemies of the loving God. And what did he do? Absolutely overwhelmed us with his love. Stared right into that rejection. That what the things that will happen today, albeit small, I hope, and stares at it and overwhelms it with his mercy. So in order to understand why Jesus did, he said, so you can understand and the world can see what the love of the Father looks like. So until we start loving our enemies, the world's not going to understand the all-merciful and overwhelming love of God the Father poured out through his Son, present in the Spirit. Just can't. That's why this dang command is so painful yet necessary. So that's our charge. Jesus says it very clearly. We used to be like this. Love your neighbor. And then enact justice, strict justice on those who harm you. You can harm them back. In good measure. And he says, no longer will that be our way. That got you halfway. But now for us to understand the fullness of the mercy of our Heavenly Father, his perfection is staring in the face of rejection and overwhelming it with love. It's fortunate that Jesus didn't say, like your enemy. So we got that going for us. You don't have to like them. Don't have to want to be with them. But we must desire their ultimate good. Those who are very unlike us politically, those who are unlike us in many ways, our call, our commission, is to overwhelm them with prayer and acts of the will toward the other's good. And apparently that's what God the Father has done for us. Lest we forget, we were first enemies to him. And he said, you'll no longer be enemies and you'll no longer be slaves. You're now my friends. And overwhelms us with his love and says, no, please go do likewise. I know he knows it won't be easy. Don't have to like him. But love your enemies. That is the height of the perfection that flows from the heart of our loving Father. So Jesus, we beg for the grace to do so. We know we will have opportunities today, perhaps many, that in those moments may you step into our hearts and give us a taste again of what you have done for us.